Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be Martha Norwalk. .com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And I can tell you that Janice sent me just a phenomenal picture of Tucker. And it's the phenomenal ribbon. The ribbon's almost as big as he is. But do you think that technically challenged Martha can get this posted on Facebook from my phone? No, it's not happening. But perhaps when we finish the show, I happen to have a very techie friend named Nathan. and he can often talk old Martha through these things and make them happen. But when I'm in the studio, I don't even fool around with that anymore. I just hand him my phone. You do it. And he does. But since we're Zooming today, I can't just hand him my phone. So he'll have to talk me through it. But be sure you check the Animal World Facebook page because sooner or later, Tucker and his ribbon will show up once I figure out how to do it. So anyway, you can hear that wonderful laugh of hers in the background. And one of my favorite people to chat with on the air, I swear I could chat with you all day, Janice. Janice Gianforte, she is the, I call her the chief cook and bottle washer, president, founder, you know, everything about New Pro Supplements. And you can check it out, newprosupplements.com. And we left you in our story as you're young, you're training horses and rehabbing horses and doing all of that. And somehow you hooked up with a scientist guy that formulated New Pro for horses. That was really working. Then he said he was working on formula for dogs and cats. You tried it on your barn cats. You know, and then it's like, you know, the feral cats we have out here, you know, feral cats are always, you know, they just, you know, aren't all that healthy often. And apparently NuPro transformed all these barn cats and they turned into gorgeous creatures. And Janice was able to find them all homes and take care of all of that. So pick up where you left off, Janice, and what happened from there?
Well, I did get to meet the nutritionist. I got introduced to him from the guy who owned the tack store, Joey, and we became friends. It was awesome. I mean, again, we hit it right off. I loved his products. And he was busy doing other things too. He loved creating products, but he also had an office in one of the local gyms, and he was able to help people that are doing bodybuilding, what supplements to take to really, you know, help this muscle or that muscle. He would look at their blood tests and say, well, you're lacking in this. You need to add this. You know, these people that are either doing competition or body sculpting or whatever they were doing. So he had his hands full with that. So even though he created the supplement for the dogs and cats just out of the need, because he knew the animals needed these nutrients, you know, especially based on what's in processed food, even today, he just really didn't have the time to do anything with it. So when I saw what it did for the barn cats, I said, you know, maybe I could do something on the side to help animals. I mean, I was always all about helping the animals in health. And I said, this is so tremendous. And I saw such a difference in these animals that I tried it on. I said, why not bring it to everybody? Everybody needs to know about this. Everybody's dog should look like a show dog. It doesn't have to be a purebred and it doesn't have to go to the groomer. Your dog should have a coat that looks like a show dog winning ribbons, because there's no reason for your dog to have itchy, dry skin, hot spots, rashes, allergies, all of this other stuff that plague our indoor pets that we take care of. And you don't see that in the wildlife. You don't see a fox, a coyote, or any kind of a canine out in the wild with a crappy coat. They're eating a natural diet. You don't see them with hot spots. You don't see them unless they're ill or got injured in some way. Then, of course, that all changes the game. But a healthy young animal in the wild is a beautiful animal to behold. You ever see a fox, gorgeous tail, a wolf, how beautiful they are? Well, nobody's grooming them We're also not eating processed food. So when I saw what it did for my cats, what it did for the horses, I'm like, where am I going to find the most concentration of dog people? And that would be at a dog show. So I started looking into that. And I found out that you can set up a booth at dog shows. You can sell products at dog shows. So that's what we started doing. And then I also went to some pet stores and talked to some, owners of pet stores and said, hey, this is great. You really need to have it in your store. So again, it was slow growth, but it worked. And that's what kept us on the map. I remember one time we were sitting in our booth at a very hot day at a dog show. A lady comes up all excited and she's got one of her dogs with her. I believe it was a black lab. And she says, we just won best in show. We're doing tremendous. This is an awesome product. I'm so glad I found it. Because you have to remember, people, this was so cutting edge back in the day in the early 90s, 1989 is when we got started. Nobody really heard about these ingredients. Okay. So,
but somehow this ended up, did you like buy the formulas or the thing from the creator, or how did you end up?
No, we actually, because he didn't have time to go out and sell this product and really put it on the market, that wasn't his forte. He really liked being in the gym and helping people and just discovering ingredients that would help animals and people. I said, hey, what if we got in business with you and started doing this? So that's kind of what we did. We got into business with him. Mm. And he already had somebody, when you had mentioned before about the horses, he already had somebody like the horse supplement. So I couldn't get into that part of the business. Gotcha. That's why I didn't get the horse supplement too. But the dog and cat supplement, he didn't have anybody doing anything with it. It was just kind of sitting there and being used by friends and relatives and other people that were just, that knew him. So I said, what if we put this to a dog show? Let's see what happens. But again, it's like anything else. Nobody wants to jump on something new that they never heard of. I mean, today it's a little different because you have a lot of advertising and people can talk you into anything today. But back then, nobody really understood what supplements were, what this product was. It was so cutting edge with all these ingredients in it. So people that bought it and tried it were getting tremendous results. So this lady with this black lab comes into our booth and says, we just won best in show. Other best in breed, all this other stuff. She said, my puppies are gorgeous. She's like, I can't thank you enough for making this product. So I remember sitting there and saying, well, you must be telling all your friends about it. I bet you're shouting it from the rooftops. And she looked at me, she says, oh no, I'm not telling anybody.
I don't want them to know, right? I don't want them to beat my dog.
Like, I remember turning to Bruce and saying right then and there, this is going to be a long road. It's like the horse business. If you find some piece of equipment or something that is going to give you the edge, you're not going to tell anybody about it because it's your secret until the secret gets out.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's basically what happened. So it was a long time before people started talking about it. I remember another lady coming up and saying one time, and it was a group of German shepherds in the ring in front of our booth. And she says, I could stand here and look in that ring and tell you who's using your product and who isn't. Just by looking at their coats. That's when I knew we had a winner. This was doing wonderful things. But again, people needed to start sharing. And until they got out of their box and started sharing, it was hard getting it out. We would show up at dog shows on Sundays because we have to train the horses on Saturdays. It's a 7-day a week job. These are athletes. But Sundays they get the day off. We get into work around, if we had to go to a Saturday show, we'd get to work at around 4 a.m, still dark. I'd be out jogging the horses on the track while Bruce is getting the barn work done, cleaning the stalls. And I remember one time we were out there and it was so dark. I remember saying to the horse, I hope you know where you're going because I can't see where I'm going. I can't see my hand in front of my face. But we got our work done, got our horses and had somebody feed them later on for us after we left. But that's how we got started. Just throwing stuff in a small little pickup, going to the shows, setting up and getting the product out there. There was no internet. Believe it or not, there was no internet. So everything had to be done by word of mouth or showing up at shows or doing a trade show or doing a dog show. So we started doing that whatever weekends we could. And again, when you're training racehorses, it wasn't that easy to do. It had to be within a certain, I couldn't travel 5 hours to go to a show. Maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours was the furthest we traveled. And that's how we started it, by just doing that.
That makes sense, though, since NuPro started in 89. I know Animal World, I started the show was mid-90s. I think. So that must be why, because I know you came on as an advertiser early on and you must have been looking for a way to get the word out about NuPro. and so yes. forth. And that's how we connected in the 90s. Anyway,
I believe that you were either you or someone was at I did a distributor show in Seattle.
That was it. Yeah,
somebody out and saw us.
Yeah, that would be it. Yep. Yeah. All right. So that makes sense. Anyway, we do need to get into the products and yes. what's in them and how to use them and all that good stuff. But Janice, we all kind of make phone calls a priority here. And even though we haven't been pushing them, we've got someone that would, Nathan, I'm assuming, is calling and wants to talk, right?
To Janice. Has a question about the yeah. use of so, New Pro. So pretty appropriate.
Right. So I think, we're going to honor that commitment, Janice, to give phone callers priority. So are you okay with taking a phone call?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
All right. So we are going to head to Manchester, Washington, and welcome Carol back to Animal World. Good morning, Carol. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Janice from New Pro.
Good morning.
Hi, Carol.
Martha. Hi, Janice. Yes. I have a cat sitting business. So when I take care of the kitties, I, of course, feed them what the owner is used to feeding them. But I thought if I could somehow gradually... in a nice way, introduce New Pro maybe and see if they would be interested. And also, is it a good thing to just use the New Pro and not use any of the wet canned food? Or can you combine them? Or what's the deal on that?
Okay, well, if you're talking dogs, let me
No, she's talking cats. She's a cat sitter.
We're talking cats, too. We make nuggets for the cats. So, but a lot of times, if people are using gravies and stuff to doctor up the food, you can crush the nuggets into a powder, make it a gravy, and mix it in with the cat's food. So this would totally eliminate canned food, and you can mix it in with dry. But, yes, you still have to feed a food, because New Pro is just a supplement. It's not a food. But it's giving you a boost to the food because it's giving you all the missing ingredients that should be in the food in its live form that is not in the food. That's what the New Pro is providing. It's providing what nature would have given that animal if they were still out in the wild.
Okay. So for the cats, what you're looking for are they call the New Pro nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I always say they're so attractive. Cats are so attracted to them. They are so palatable. I use them often as treats and lures. And I had one cat that was a really picky eater, and she wouldn't eat her food unless I sprinkled the New Pro nuggets on the food. So I'm wondering, Janice, maybe when Carol goes and does her cat sitting, could she just take some New Pro nuggets with her and start adding some New Pro nuggets to see if the kitties she's cat sitting for would like it? And would you sprinkle it on the food or mix it in, or would you give it to them as a treat, or what would you do?
However the cats like it. Cats are more persnickety, so I would definitely say however the cat likes it. It could be, anyway, I say you can break it up, put it into their food, get them used to it, or feed it as a treat. It all depends on the cat. Some cats are a little weird when you put something new in their food, whether it smells good or not. They're a little cautious about it because that's just the nature of the beast. So you got to give it sometimes a couple of days to let them get used to it. But like Martha says, they do love it. I have people that call up and they say they shake the can and the cats come running. So, yeah. You know, it's and it's giving them all the nutrients again that's missing out of their processed food. So, yeah, you can even call our office and we have little taste sample packets we can send out for you.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay. So what would be the number for Carol to call?
That would be 800-360-3300.
And does this apply to anybody listening that would like a sample of the New Pro nuggets for the kitties and maybe supplements for dogs as well?
Yes, we do have little taste sample packets. They're just taste samples. You're not going to see any difference, obviously, in the animal. It's just to see how they like it. And 99% love it. I mean, you're going to find somebody in there probably. This world is not based on 100%. But once the animal tastes this, they love it. So it's really a It's really, you don't even need the samples. Trust me, you buy the product, they're going to like it. But we have the samples specifically for animals that might be a little funky to begin with, and you just want to try it, or anybody who just wants to try it. You'll see how much your dog or cat goes for it. And then you're like, oh, I need to have this because of all those great nutrients that are in it.
All right. So, Carol, does that answer your questions?
Yes, it does. And one more quickie. One of my clients has several cats, and she only feeds them just the dry food, no wet food. So is that detrimental eventually somehow?
Well, that's why we made the Nupro for cats in a nugget form, whereas with the dogs, it's in a powder, because a lot of people do just feed dry food, and then the nuggets go right in with the dry food. You're not going to make a gravy and put it on a dish of dry food and leave it out all day. I'm not a big proponent of leaving dry food out for cats to begin with, or feeding a lot of dry. Cats need more moisture. That's why people end up with a lot of health problems with cats if they just eat dry, if they're not drinking enough water. So it would be better if she could transition into feeding more of a, you know, meat-based or wet diet to the animals rather than just dry all the time. But that's personal choice too.
Yeah, and Janice, you're so correct, because we know, you know, it's a lot of people just feed cats dry food because it's easy. But you need to know that cats in the wild, you know, while they don't eat processed food, the most of their water, most of their moisture comes from the food that they eat. Cats in the wild aren't big water drinkers. They get it from the food they eat. That's why the current veterinary recommendations are that you try not to feed dry food to cats, that you feed wet food, canned food, raw food, something that has a lot more moisture into it. And then you need to make sure that they have plenty of access to water. And since cats aren't by nature usually great water drinkers, if you have moving water, you know, the kitty fountains and that sort of thing can often make the water more attractive. But that's the beauty of the Nupro nuggets. Cats that are used to eating only the crunchy stuff will gobble up the Nupro nuggets, and you can sprinkle them at and add them into the dry food, or you could give them separately as a treat.
Right.
Okay, great. Yeah.
All right, that sound good?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
All right, Carol, thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, you were signaling, and I'm assuming, well, I was going to take us to advertisers because we need to do that. Is that what you're, okay. All right, so Nathan is correct. It is time, Janice, we got to take care of our advertisers for the first time in this hour. We'll do that right now. And then we are going to come right back to Janice, and we're going to pick up. And my first question is, when we get back, are the ingredients in the Nupro nuggets for cats the same as in the Nupro supplements for dogs, or is there a difference? And what's in this stuff? And we know, kind of know what we get for cats now, but what do we get for dogs? So we're going into all of that next. And if you have a question for Janice, take advantage of it while she's here. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project? Finding happiness. But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos Sunday, July 23 at 1 p.m. for Visiting Manifestation with our panel, Kaleidoscope Visions, that includes a personal transit reading online. Collectively, this week, we started a new nodal cycle, focusing on integrating new directions for ourselves as we deepen core relationships with ourselves and others. So come journey with us. Talk Cosmos, Sunday, July 23, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. They have the wonderful Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall in the Canyon Park area of Bothell, the Linwood community, and the Ananda Farms up on Camino Island. And the good news is all of their meditation and yoga classes are now hybrid, so you can do them in person or online on Zoom, and that makes it so easy. No excuses. And you can check out all of the classes and events coming up by going to anandawashington.org, A-N-A-N-D-A, anandawashington.org. And, of course, our wonderful best healer and neuroenergetic balancer, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, he likes you to contact him through his website. And he works mostly on animals, but some humans. He'll be doing one more house call visit before the move to Idaho, and that's this coming Tuesday. So you better contact him if you'd like to get something going on that day. I don't know if he can still add you in at the last minute, but it's worth a try. And the do-it-yourself at home program for the Rasmussen Reset is on the homepage. And if you would like to have a free phone consultation with him, just click on the contact link and let him know you want to chat, and he will arrange a phone call. So it's Dr. Nels Rasmussen, healingministryforanimals.com. And then, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, like Janice does with NuPro. We'd love you to join our family of advertisers. If you're interested, just give me shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, so we are in the middle of a conversation with Janice, chief cook and bottle washer for NuPro Supplements, and that's NuPro with a P, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O. NuProSupplements.com is where you can find out all about it, unless you're here with us today. And Janice, that kind of triggered a question with me. We were talking to Carol about all the cat stuff. We know we've got the NuPro Nuggets, the cat vitamin nugget supplement, but are the ingredients the same in the NuPro Nuggets for kitties as the ingredients in the dog supplements, or are there differences?
There's a little bit of a difference because we do have some fish meal and some alfalfa in the product for the cats, because you know how cats like greens and are always trying to munch on grass or on your house plants.
Yeah.
So we have that. And the fish meal is a good protein, and a lot of cats are attracted to the smell of the fish. That's really the difference. But It could be, I mean, if the cats like the powder, they can have the powder. If they like the nuggets, they have the nuggets. Same thing with the dogs. It's interchangeable. It's not like it has to be the dogs just get the powder or the cats just get the nuggets. If you have,
okay. So like
they can both have the powder.
I have both because I'll have the NuPro nuggets around, but I also have a big jug of the NuPro gold, which is what I give Robbie, golden retriever.
Right.
But I could give some of that NuPro gold to my cats. That would be okay?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. Sometimes it's a little more convenient if the cat's eating wet food, you could just mix it in as a powder. I mean, I mix the nuggets in with my cat's wet or raw food or whatever and mix it in. Or sometimes if I just don't have one thing, or I'll throw the regular powder in there just for a difference for the cats, because we don't make a joint support because there is perma muscle in the cat nuggets. So that is helping with the joints, but you do have the joint support with the dogs, and that has the glucosamine, the MSM, the ester C, and chondroitin mixed in. So sometimes if you have an elderly cat, you want to put some of that into their food. So this is the all-around product, and it just makes it easier if you're feeding wet food, which like we just discussed, you should be mixing the powder or crushing the nuggets into the food and giving it to them that way. Or you could feed them the nuggets as a treat. But if you want to do the powder, just mix it into their wet food.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, you know, the dog supplement, the NuPro hip and joint supplement, or the NuPro gold, they're so palatable. Dogs love that powder so much, and it makes such a great gravy if you add a little water to it.
Yes.
It just occurred to me, I never thought about this before, but, you know, cats can be really picky sometimes about food. And my cats eat raw food, but every once in a while, the grind of the food changes a little bit. And so then they're like, excuse me, this is a little too, I'm not all that. I'm thinking I could use a little bit of Robbie's NuPro powder. I could sprinkle a little bit of that on their raw food if they were having a pick.
Right, you could do a teaspoon per cat.
Teaspoon per cat. Okay.
Cat.
Mm-hmm. So can you give too much?
No, because this is a whole food supplement. It's not a concentrate. So it would be like they would eat too much more food. A lot of the supplements you have to worry about or be cautious with if they're a concentrate, meaning that it's hitting the body all of a sudden in a concentrated form. And too much of that can cause a stomach distress or problem. But we've had dogs break into the 5-pound containers, eat half a container. Wow. There was a lady who called, three Rottweilers grabbed one of our 20-pound tubs, dragged it out of her garage through the doggy door into the yard, proceeded to get that top off and eat 3/4 of the bucket.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, I mean, they might, maybe they'll get a little bit of the runs. They may throw up because it's a lot of nutrients at once, but it's a whole food supplement. So you don't have to worry about it. It's not a concentrate where it's really more detrimental. Like if they had too much vitamin D or E, which is, you know, not water soluble. So,
hey, so that's good to know. So because it's a whole food supplement, you can't give them too much. They can't really, they can't overdose on stuff.
Right.
Though, and it's good to know that you've even had culprits get into the whole big, huge container, need almost the whole, and nothing, it's not a problem. I mean,
no,
that's great
UPS
to know.
UPS guy leaves we ship it out, and he, you know, they break open the box. Maybe the dogs are in the yard. The owner didn't realize the package came. They can smell through that box, like we were talking about before. There's going to be a little residue of powder somewhere, and they'll rip open that box and rip open that top on that 5-pound container. I had somebody call just the other day, and I said, not a problem. Don't worry about it. Dogs will be fine. She couldn't find the lid. I said, I'd be more worried about them eating the lid in a scoop than I are the product inside the container.
Right, so. Right. All right, so let's talk about, you know, the dog supplements. We know for cats, you get the NuPro nuggets. For dogs, what supplements are available for dogs?
Well, our original NuPro with the gold label has your fresh liver. You've got the Norwegian kelp. And we use Norwegian kelp because you can get kelp in other parts of the world. Like you can get it Florida kelp, Maine kelp, New Zealand kelp. But you see, the waters off of Norway are super cold and super nutrient rich. And when they harvest that kelp on the bottom of that water, you're getting the most minerals that you can possibly get from a wonderful sea vegetable like kelp. So you're getting all those rich minerals. Norwegian kelp is the best kelp in the world, in our opinion. And the research shows it too.
Wonderful.
Yep. And then because we go to the best places to get our ingredients. And then there's bee pollen. Bee pollen is awesome. Amino acids and enzymes. That's great for allergies, for muscles, for growing coat, for everything. Bee pollen never spoils, just like honey. So we mix it in our product. We don't have to use preservatives because the bee pollen and the kelp are natural preservatives. There's no grains in the New Pro. There's no nuts or seeds or not seeds, but I mean, you know, there's no nuts, grains. There's no glutens. Like we were gluten free before anybody knew what a gluten was. So, you know, there's no corn, there's no wheat, there's no junk in here. This is everything that these animals need. There's no fillers, no preservatives, no additives, no, you know, fillers, junk. Yeah. Nutritional yeast.
It's now, wonderful to just have a just plain whole food supplement.
Yes.
That's we unusual use nutritional these days. Yeast.
Exactly. You're always adding something to up the protein content or whatever. We don't do that. We've never done that. If it ain't broke, you don't fix it. This formula has not changed in all the years that we've had it out there.
And you know that Janice said nutritional yeast, because if you remember when I did the educational, you know, shows, and we talked about when I did all the whole food and supplements and stuff. Remember when I was teaching you how to read labels to know the difference in ingredients? And in most foods, like dog foods these days, if there's yeast in them, it will say brewer's yeast.
Right.
Well, y'all know what that means. It means it's already been used by the brewing industry. So it's crap off the floor after they made beer or something.
Yep, right? You got
so,
it.
When you want a good supplement for your animals and a good food, you don't want brewer's yeast or brewer's rice in there. Nutritional yeast is what you need to see to know you're getting good stuff. And of course, that's what you're going to get in Nupro, right, Janice?
Exactly. And you have to remember, nutritional yeast is not an active yeast. When you use brewer's yeast, that's an active yeast because, again, it went through the processing. If your dog has a yeast allergy, could be prone to a yeast allergy, has an issue going on, this is going to make it worse. But nutritional yeast is inactive. It's grown on vegetables, so you don't have that problem. There's no grains involved. If you have a grain allergy, you don't want to use brewer's yeast either. You can call up companies and ask them what exactly is in the brewer's yeast. They really can't tell you because it's a conglomerate of stuff. Like Martha says, at the end of the day, it's left over. It's got a bitter taste, which really is appealing to the animals because they like that bitter taste. And it will have B vitamins in it, but it's not. It's very nutritional. It really doesn't have much nutrition in it, but they use it as a filler. They use it because it will have the B vitamins in it, even though it's not in the form that we would like to have it in.
Okay, we got another question from a caller. A lot of our listeners don't want to talk on the air, but Nathan is a good interpreter. So this is interesting. The caller says, can the Nupro supplements be provided in a smaller container for animals that might not be in need of the larger container? Well, I think they already are, aren't they?
Yes, we have a 1 pound size. It's got a different size scoop in it because it's a teaspoon scoop, whereas our 30 ounce, which is close to our 2 pound and our 5 pound and 20 pound Nupro have a larger scoop in it, which is equal to 3 level tablespoons. The small breed one has got a teaspoon blue scoop in there for animals that weigh up to 20 pounds. So it's a little easier to judge how much you're giving as opposed to looking at a big scoop when you have a small animal.
I guess
so. Yes,
what
it does come in a 1 pound size.
Yeah, I think Nathan wants to add something here.
I guess what I was meaning to say when I was asking that, like, let's say you have maybe a larger breed, but it's getting maybe close to end of life. So you know you're probably not going to be using the whole
container.
Is it possible to use like a small? I mean, in that case, I would probably maybe say get the 1 pound container and get the larger scoop. But
no, you can, figure it out. They can always call our office and ask, okay, I have a 75 pound dog, but this dog, again, like you're saying, is kind of failing. However, the Nupro would help that too. So, I mean,
people say,
what age can you give the Nupro? It doesn't matter. Once you find out about us, your dog could be 14 years old. Your dog could be 4 years old. There's never a wrong time to start the supplement. So give it to the dog, regardless of what age it is. It definitely can help improve the animal. Mm-hmm. But yes, if you want to get a smaller size, it doesn't matter. As long as you give something to that animal, and again, a lot of times dogs lose their appetite when they're very old, because it's just like with people too. You just don't want to eat anymore. You don't have the taste buds you used to have. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel appealing. You're not like going after food as much. But sometimes making this gravy and just the smell of it and putting it on the food will get an animal who's having issues eating to start eating again.
If they were just more concerned about, you know, having this big container and then suddenly the unfortunate event of losing their animal happens, and then suddenly they have like most of that container still remaining, and now they got to figure out what to do with it or give it away, and just
whoever that was, Nathan, you just tell them that if that happens, then they call me and you, and Robbie and Abby can fight over who gets the leftover Nupro.
Yep.
Because we'd be happy to use it up. Or you can donate to a friend and get a friend's dog on it. But there's nothing wrong with getting the small 1-pound container and just saving your bigger scoop. Or if you can't figure out how to use the teaspoon scoop to get the right amount, you can call Nupro and they'll tell you how many scoops
just
to put
in. Give us
in.
A call.
So pretty simple. All right. Now, we have to take care of advertisers. We got to do that now before we run out of time for the last time in this hour. But then I want to know from Janice. She told us about the Nupro Gold and what's in the Nupro Gold. And that's the version I have Robbie on. And I have him on that for a specific reason. But then there's the Nupro with the silver label, the hip and joint. So I want to know, what's the difference? What's in the what's not in the, or what's in the Nupro silver label as opposed to the gold, and what's the difference? And then I have a question about all of that. So we will get into all of that as Animal World continues straight ahead. So stay right where you are. We continue with more with Janice from Nupro Supplements straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make Nupro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. Nupro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. Nupro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with Nupro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NupproSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and then every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And wouldn't you know, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. You can check them out. Great descriptions and all of that on the website. I believe you can order through the website. I order mine on Amazon, and it gets here immediately. And you can find the New Pro, most of the dog supplements and the hip and joint formulas in most pet stores around here. I know Bridges has it on the shelf, but they don't have the New Pro Gold on the shelf. That's why I have to order from Amazon. But anyway, check it out, newprosupplements.com. And then Janice gave us a phone number if you have questions about it, or how to use it, or when, or how much, or any, or you want free taste samples for the New Pro nuggets for the cats or the dogs. Just call New Pro, 800-360-3300. All righty then. And of course, check out whispering-dragon.com for our sound healer and chiropractor, Jude Ponton. She works wonders for me and my body. My tweaked my back, hauling water this last week. And fortunately, the next day I was in to see Jude, and straightened me all out. Back's been fine ever since. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, and or give her a call, 206-706-2836. All righty. Then we are going to have to finish up our conversation here by the end of the hour with Janice from New Pro Supplements. And Janice, we've been talking about what's in the supplements and all of that. Now, I think Nathan, I think you did. He said he had a question. He texted to me, but that he may have missed what we said about it when he was on the phone. And the answer is, Nathan, you did miss it. So I don't know, Janice, if we should tell him or not, but I'm going to tell him anyway. he said, but you may have addressed what I was talking on the call. Let's see. I was wondering about using New Pro as a jolly or training treat. Do you need to be careful about how much you're giving them?
No. Well, like we addressed that before, since it is a whole food supplement, you don't have to worry about that. If you're going to bake a cookie or do something with it, again, because it's a raw product, you don't want to bake it. What I tell people to do, and this has worked very well, when you're making your cookies, before you put them in the oven, put a little fingerprint in the top of your cookies. And then when they're done and they come out, have your New Pro gravy ready, and you could pour it into that little indent that you put in there. So this way the cookie is still a little warm, you know, to touch. The New Pro will soak into the cookie, and now you've got a fortified cookie. So you could do it that way.
Okay.
You can mix it in with a little bit of yogurt or cottage cheese and put it in with a Kong and put it in the freezer. Peanut butter, mix it in with peanut butter. I do that. I actually put my life spice in with peanut butter and put that in a Kong and freeze it for Tucker. So now he's getting the peanut butter, which is delicious, but he's also getting the turmeric, curcumin, and medicinal mushrooms that's in our life spice product.
All right. And we got to talk about that in a moment. But the bottom line is, Nathan, because it's a whole food supplement, you don't have to worry about it. That's why she said, you know, every once in a while, a dog breaks open the box and gets the lid off the big 5-pound container mm-hmm. and eats the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt them because it's a whole food supplement. So what I was thinking when you asked that question, as a training treat, I think the New Pro nuggets with the cats, I think those would be great motivational little treats to teach cats something, because cats love them so much. You could use them to lure and teach cats things. And because they're tiny little nuggets, you know, it would be hard to, you know, overdo it. And like you said, it's all whole food, so you can't really overdose them, right?
Right, exactly. I do nursing home therapy with my cat, Kitschy. And we dress up for every, whatever the holiday is that month. I dress up the carriage and Kitschy wears his outfits and brings joy to the people in the nursing home that used to have cats. And because you don't really see too many people bringing cats into a nursing home. Most cats aren't doing that. You know, they're happy to see dogs, but there's a lot of cat people out there. And I have my ladies, and then they circle on the calendar when I'm going to come in. It's like, oh, Janice and Kitschy are here. So I had him all dressed up. I'll send you that picture, too, with 4th of July and Independence Day and banners all over the carriage. And Kitschy had his little ribbons on. And we dress up for St. Patrick's Day and for Christmas and Halloween and Easter. We do all the holidays. Kitschy loves it. And he gives kisses, too.
I'm exhausted.
He gives kisses and he gives, I know, it's just another thing I do in my life.
I know, not only does she do Nupro, not only does Tucker and all the competition dog stuff, but she's also got a therapy cat and dresses him up and goes to nursing homes and does her service work that way. I mean, my gosh, is there anything you don't do, Janice?
Well, my husband says I don't spend too much time at work, so that's a problem, but you know, hey.
All right.
Compromise somewhere. So I'm a night person. I work a lot of times from like 6 to 10 or 11 at night because I have so many other things going on through the day. So a lot of times I'm doing my emails and stuff at night. So that's
yeah, I'm a night person too sometimes. Anyway, I want to know the difference between for dogs, the Nupro Gold and the Nupro Hip and Joint. Is the only difference that the Hip and Joint has glucosamine and chondroitin and MSN
and Ester C.
That's the only difference?
That's the only difference. The taste is the same. So if your dogs like the gold, they could switch to the silver. And I suggest any dog that's over 5 years old, go on the silver because we want to do preventative. Glucosamine is awesome as preventative. So the younger dogs don't need it as soon. But if a dog has an injury, if you're doing sports, oh my gosh, you need to be giving your dog the silver for sports because you got to protect those joints. You're jumping, you're leaping, you're doing scent work, you're doing the police all across the country. A lot of the canine dogs, of course, I can't say all, but a big percentage across the country use the Nupro because they got to keep those dogs in shape. They got to keep those joints healthy and they want the energy that the product gives. When you train a dog specifically for working, you got a working dog, it's different than having a pet. Those dogs eat up the energy more than your pet dog that might go jogging with you once in a while. These dogs are training at optimum levels and they need that nutrition to keep them going. So this product works differently in every dog you give it to. It's going to give them awesome skin, coat, and you know, less shedding, because when you give the animal minerals, now the hair's not falling off all the time. You're not getting these globs of hair all over the house. That's another big thing that the Nupro does. If your dog's shedding a lot, it's because your dog is not getting enough minerals and nutrients in its food. The hair is growing and it keeps dying. Mother Nature isn't going to let that dog go bald, so it keeps growing the coat and falling out. Growing the coat, the coat dies and falls out. The Nupro is going to keep the hair on a dog because now the hair is getting nutrient rich and it's not dying. It's not falling out all over your house. So that's big thing that it does.
That is the great thing. But now I have Robbie on the gold because he's older. He's already on glucosamine and chondroitin, a product that he has to have. And so can you give too much glucosamine and chondroitin?
No, there's not been anything where you can overdose on that because it is a natural substance the body makes on its own, but doesn't when we and animals get older, for some reason we don't produce as much. It just gets peed out if they don't use it. But if you're using a product that you like, if you're already using a joint supplement, you don't have to change. Just add the gold to it because now you're getting all the other nutrients. I don't like doing things halfway. We could have just came out with just joint and told everybody, mix it with the original supplement, the Nupro, so you're getting the immune support, skin coat, and everything. But why do that? Why get people to buy two things? That's why we mixed everything and made it a super duper one product, easy feeding, so that you've got everything in one container and it just makes life easier. You don't have to buy two separate things. But if you're already using a joint support supplement you like, just add it to the original Nupro so you're getting all the other benefits that your joint supplement is not giving you.
Yep. So that's what I'm doing for my Robbie. So for dogs, we've got the original gold Nupro supplement. We've got the silver, which is the Hip and Joint supplement. But then a newer product, well, I mean, it's not new, but newer than the original, is the Life Spice. So we got a couple minutes, so tell us about the Life Spice.
Yes, that's got the powerful medicinal mushroom complex. It's got the turmeric and curcumin. It's got the fermented soy. Now, I know that a lot of people can think that soy is a bad word, but fermented soy changes that into a powerful anti-inflammatory. It's different to soy when it's fermented than when it's just regular soy. There is a difference. And again, that's why the Asian people don't have the breast cancer and other things that we have here, because they eat a lot of fermented soy, not just soybean. That's the difference. When you ferment it, it changes the whole chemical makeup of that item. And anti-inflammatory is what we're looking for when you have disease. So if you have an issue with your dog, if you have a disease, if it's an older animal, if it's something, you know, this is a good product because it gets to the deep cellular level of the animal's body. It's different from the other products. This is a product on its own. It could be fed with the other stuff, but this is also on its own for animals that may have a compromised immune system.
All right. So if you already have your dog on the Nupro Gold or the Nupro Silver Hip and Joint, but they're getting older and all of that, you could simply add the Life Spice, because you can give it in addition to the other supplement.
Right. And I give it to Tucker. Not that he's old, but it's good. It's a good supplement for anyone, even yourself, to take every day. The medicinal mushrooms, turmeric and curcumin, you know the value of those nutrients. This is something that you could take. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to be old. It's something you could take. I throw it in my own smoothie. So, I mean, I take it myself. So, I mean, it's something that we should have because it's a necessary nutrient.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. So anything else about, you know, the cats and dogs and the supplements and stuff that you want to mention before we are out of time?
Yeah, we do have electrolytes, and that's specifically for dogs. That it's not for sick or elderly dogs, because it is a sodium product. And if a dog has a heart issue or something, you obviously don't want to give a lot of sodium. This is specifically for animals that are doing a lot of sports like me, dock diving, nose work, police dogs, people that are doing search and rescue, people that are out in the hot sun. Maybe your southern climates, you would use it all the time. But this is like your Gatorade for the dogs. And we make this specifically for dogs that are working dogs, performing dogs. And again, if you live in a hot climate and you want to throw it in your dog's water or food once or twice a week, just to make sure they're not collapsing in this summer heat and the stressfulness of it, it's good for stress. If you're jogging with your dog, electrolytes are good. So whatever you would use a Gatorade for, this would be what you would use for the dogs.
Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. So anything else?
We also make it for ferrets.
The last quickie was going to be, and then somehow ferrets got in here somewhere.
Yeah. Well, we got demand from people who have ferrets. There was a lot of times ferrets can get this disease called megasophagus. And how this all started many, many years ago, there was a guy who came out with the duck soup. His ferret's name was Duck, and Duck got this megasophagus. He took our product, some vitamin C, powdered vitamin C, baby food, and a few other nutrients. That was the original duck soup. Made a slurry, put it in a syringe, shoved it down the ferret's mouth before the medicine can take effect. The animals can't eat. Their neck swells up and they can't swallow as good. So they're not eating. So if you can get something into them, nutrients to keep them alive before the medicine can kick in, you've saved your ferret. This saved the ferret's life, and that's why this gentleman came out and started making the duck soup for ferrets. But it was originally the Nupro baby food and other components, and that's it saved many ferrets' lives.
All right. Well, gollies, you got ferrets. You got to get Nupro for them, too. So that we are absolutely out of time, Janice. It's been an absolute delight to reconnect and hear all about Nupro again. We're just going to have to make sure that we don't wait so long until next time.
I know. I can't believe it was that long, but, you know, time flies.
Yeah. So we'll see if Nathan and I can get Tucker and his ribbon up online. You and I will stay in touch. Let you know when I have open showtime again, because I always love to chat with you. And then, folks, if you want to know more about Nupro, check them out at NupROsupplements.com. N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And if you need to know anything or I need help, just call them. 800-360-3300. You can get taste samples. 800-360-3300. Thank you, Janice. Love you. And we'll talk soon. All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
And gosh, that wraps us up. Keep your animal friends cool. You stay cool too. And jolly up if it gets rainy and cold this week. All righty. We are out of time. And as always, I leave you with, and next week, healing encore show with Dr. Nels and Linda, and then Shelter Rescue Sanctuary in August. Animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.